Punchline the story with a new valuable life lesson. But before starting the story, he snuggled down together and tucked up in a bag, feeling cozy and loved. Let's begin our story. Today's story is about the wedding of the mouse. There was a beautiful hermitage on the bank of River Ganges, where a group of hermits lived in a peace. The hermits were disciples of a guru who was always observed in meditation and followed with rigorous self-discipline. One day, while he was bathing in the river, a hawk flew over with the mouse in its claws. Suddenly, a mouse fell from the hawk's grip right into the hands of a guru. When the guru noticed that the hawk was flying above, he knew he cannot leave the mouse alone or he is to be caught again. He put the mouse on a leaf of a nearby banyan tree and took a second bath to purify himself. He used his powers to transform the female mouse into a little girl and took her to the hermitage. He said to his wife, "My dear, please accept her as a blessing, as we do not have a child of our own." Thus, the girl started growing in the hermitage under the care and supervision of the guru himself. He learned many sciences and ways of life. Both the guru and his wife were very proud of their child. One day, the guru's wife got into his notice that their girl had reached marriageable age. They decided to give it to the serious thought, as she was a special child and deserved a special husband. The next morning, using his powers, the guru summoned the son, got to him and said, "Please accept my daughter's hand. I wish you to marry her if she chooses so." But the daughter said, "Father, the sun god lights up the entire world, but he is unbearably hot and very tempered. I do not wish to marry him. Please seek a better husband for me." The guru wondered, "Who might be better than even the son of God?" The son god advised, "Guruji, you can seek the alliance of the king of clouds. He is superior to me, for he can cover me and my light." So the guru, using his power, summoned the king of clouds and said, "Please accept my daughter's hand. I wish you to marry her if she chooses to go." But the daughter said, "Father, the king of clouds is so dark, but I'm too cold. I do not wish to marry him. Please seek a better husband for me." Guru wondered, "Who might be better than even the king of clouds?" The king of clouds advised, "Guruji, you can seek alliance of the lord of winds. He is superior for me, for he can blow me away." So the guru, using his powers, summoned the lord of winds and said, "Please accept my daughter's hand. I wish you to marry her if she chooses so." But again, the daughter said, "Father, the lord of winds is too fast and restless. He keeps changing his direction. I do not wish to marry him. Please seek a better husband for me." Again, the guru wondered, "Who might be better than even the lord of winds?" The lord of wind advised, "Guruji, you can seek the alliance of the lord of mountains. He is superior to me, for he can stop me from blowing." the guru, using his power, summoned the Lord of Mountains and said, "Please accept my daughter's hand. I wish you to marry her if he chooses you." But the daughter said, "Father, the Lord of Mountains is too hard and rigid. He is immovable. I do not wish to marry him. Please seek a better husband from me." The guru wondered who might be better than even the Lord of Mountains. The King of Mountains advised, "Guruji, you can seek the alliance of the King of Mice. He is superior to me, for he can make holes all over me." So the guru, using his power, summoned the King of Mice and said, "Please accept my daughter's hand. I wish you to marry her if she chooses so." When the daughter met the King of Mice, she was delighted and shyly agreed to the marriage. The guru transformed her daughter to a beautiful female mouse for her to perform all household duties for her clan. So the guru's daughter was married. So the moral of the story is, what isn't born can never change. So we will meet again with the new Panchtantra story with a new valuable life lesson. Till then, pray to God, stay healthy, stay safe, goodbye, sweet dreams, and love from Radha.